Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com. With our current economy, there's no time to lose. Apothecary Herbs has their own version of the stimulus package. It includes sending you highly potent and certified organic herbal products at a 15% discount. Here's how it works. Mail in your order using our catalog order form, online downloadable order form, or if shopping on our website at thepowerherbs.com, print off the contents of your shopping cart, subtract 15%, add your shipping fee, and mail it in with your payment. Get well and save money. What could be better than that? Order by mail now and save 15%. Call Apothecary Herbs for a free product catalog toll-free, 866-229-3663, International 704-875-8010, or online, thepowerherbs.com. The ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for thyme tincture and tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3.
To Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you. Thanks for joining us here on American Voice Radio, Herb Talk Live. And we're going to talk about, for the first part of the show, we're going to be talking about medical practices and what's on the horizon with all the changes, and maybe, you know, kind of confirm some things you may already know. Also, we're going to be talking with Dr. Carly, too, for the second part of the show. She's our wellness expert, so she'll be with us soon, and we'll be talking about some vaccines and some other good stuff to kind of give you a heads up of what's going on out there. And we do have a quack report, but before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi, praying for our righteous men and women that are in uniform, and I'm hitting the knees and I'm asking, Lord, for righteous men and women all over the United States to just come out of the woodwork and just say no to tyranny. Seems like it's kind of working, you know, the other day when they kind of just took those barricades and, you know, put him in front of Obama's house, also known as the White House. So, I mean, prayer is good. It's strong. It's powerful. Well, our Lord is powerful. So, you know, it's our job to ask, for some help. So I hope you're all joining me in that. And mind the time, for it grows short. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Okay, we got a lot of medicine tonight for some reason in the news, basically what's going on in Capitol Hill. But doctors and patients, they say, according to some research now that's published in the New England Medical Journal of Medicine, patients and doctors just not trusting the drug companies anymore. That's right. And the reason is a lot of pharmaceutical companies have racked up over $11 billion in fines in the last 3 years because of cases of criminal misconduct. So 26 pharmaceutical companies around the world, including 8 of the 10 largest companies, have been charged and fined for various criminal behaviors, such as in withholding safety data on drugs that have been approved through the application and promotion process, drugs that were used beyond the conditions that they were approved to treat. So according to the papers that were published in the New England Journal of Medicine, public and professional trust is eroded by the regular criminal wrongdoing of the pharmaceutical industry. Now, lawyers have warned that the fines are not sufficient to change the criminal behavior of this industry. You know, the largest fine, $3 billion, was paid by GlaxoSmithKline in 2012. After they were found guilty of withholding safety data, marketing drugs for unauthorized use, cheating the United States government's Medicaid system in the largest case of healthcare fraud ever, and GlaxoSmithKline marketed their antidepressant drug Paxil as being suitable for children under the age of 18 when it was approved for adults only. They also distributed a fraudulent medical journal article to convince doctors to prescribe the drugs and paying them off with gifts. So other companies have received fines ranging from $420 million to a massive $2.3 billion, right? But although those fines are huge to you and me, when you compare it to the massive profits that the companies get, you know, they just mark that up as the cost of doing business, you know, because the profits are just, you know, too good to pass up. So the drug companies consider the fines the cost of doing business, and the fines are paid. The government allows the behavior to continue. And you know what? The Pharmaceutical Association is trying to work out to resolve this, because doctors whose role is to what? Prescribe those drugs from those companies, those products. Well, that trust is now broken, see? And many physicians are just dismissing industry-funded clinical trials and research tonight and paying attention to it. And, of course, you smart folks out there have already noticed things, and you're realizing the industry can't be trusted either. And no doubt that's probably why there's a big interest in natural medicines. That's why you're listening to Herb Talk, right? Yeah. Last but not least in the quack report, getting back to the medical insurance, patients pay before seeing their doctor. Apparently deductibles are spreading. 49-year-old retiree Barbara Rakowski, she went to Cape Coral, Florida, she went to a health clinic there in August. She has a blood condition. And she figured, you know, business as usual, she'd maybe pay a little copay, and they'd take her insurance card, and they'd bill her insurance company, but not anymore. The doctors demanded payment up front, or they weren't treating her. So same thing happened to her a little earlier at another clinic, insisted that she pay the remaining deductible on her plan, which was over $1,000, before the doctor would treat her. And you know why? They want payment up front for non-emergency care because the doctors don't think they're going to get the money from the government, say, or from the insurance companies. And once they give treatment to the patient, it's kind of hard to collect. And it used to be kind of taboo for doctors, you know, that they were looking for money up front before they even focused on patient care. But, you know, according to David Williams, president of Boston-based consulting firm Health Business Group, he says it's not taboo anymore. So the number of people with high deductible plans rose 15.5 million in 2013 from 1 million in 2005. And according to the American Health Insurance Plans, they expect the trend to go upward on deductibles. It's going to continue because, you know what? There's nothing in the Affordable Care Act that says they can't up your deductible where you're paying more out of pocket before they even kick in anything. So there you go. Well, stay tuned. We got solutions for you for that in the first part of the show. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Thank you, Frank. Awesome, awesome. All righty, so we're going to be talking about some solutions here because that's why you tuned in for this show. You just don't want to hear about problems. I know. You want some solutions, and so that's what we try to do. It's empowerment. Well, let's talk about something new that's cropping up on the medical horizon. It's called boutique practices. Have you heard about them? Well, what will medical physicians do when there is no money for the government to pay them for services they performed for Medicare, Medicaid patients? And what can happen to the Affordable Care mandated health insurance plan when not enough paying Americans sign up? Will doctors get paid? Well, I imagine that the wait for payment's going to be longer than 3 months if they get paid at all. So as politicians, you know, give their best performance of showboat there on Capitol Hill, the news is reporting on doctors' offices in some hospitals are requiring patients to pay their deductibles before they see their doctor. Now, depending on the plan that you selected, the deductible can be in the thousands. Now, even if you chose the lowest deductible, let's say $500, not too many working Americans have that in their pocket. So what all this is telling us is that the medical professionals don't trust the government's going to pay them, and they want their money up front. So other medical offices are closing rather than dealing with the burdensome red tape, the expense, and the possibility of not being compensated by the government. So what are your personal options then? Well, we're going to find out in the next few minutes. There is a change of heart, though, because for the most part, the Obamacare stuff, well, it could be changing the landscape of the medical profession on a very personal level. People are used to their doctors sacrificing their time and even waiving some of their fees in some cases. Americans expect their physicians to be taught to give of themselves, you know, pull double shifts if necessary in order to care for the sick and injured. You know, it's called compassion and the Hippocratic Oath, okay? However, will the debacle going on in D.C. over the nation's healthcare dollars change the way doctors operate and how they view their patients and profession? So for a moment, let's just ask this question. What if doctors did only what would benefit them? Sort of like, you know, what the average attorney and businessman do. What's in it for me? Uh-huh. What if they had that attitude? If you were asked by your boss to work nights and weekends, you'd expect to be compensated for giving up your personal time, right? So what if a doctor on call becomes a thing of the past? Now, we already know that the United States and the UK governments are willing to hold their country hostage over affordable health care and flu vaccinations. So what would stop them from making outrageous demands on your doctor? Let me read you a quote by Dr. Richard Armstrong, former Michigan surgeon and now the COO of Docs for Patient Care, which he says is opposed to the Affordable Care Act. He says this: about 90% of the doctors are completely uninformed about what the government's doing. A lot of them are in this free-floating anxiety mode, end of quote. Uh-oh. Right? So are doctors becoming more pessimistic? Now, the Physicians Foundation did a survey regarding Obamacare, and they found that 77% of the physicians are pessimistic about the future of traditional medicine. Now, the top concerns the doctors were giving the survey in regard to the new regulations over the Affordable Care Act, their current concerns are malpractice lawsuits. Apparently, Affordable Care Act didn't, address that appropriately. Medicare and Medicaid issues. Are they going to get paid? Government regulations. Are they still going to add to that 27,000, page document, or are we done? Also, reimbursement guarantees. Yeah. And lastly, the sweeping changes in health reform offer them uncertainty. Mm-hmm. So doctors who are able to are actually leaving patient practice and they're moving to teaching or management positions like Dr. Armstrong did. So Obamacare is removing the incentives for physicians to practice. And as more people are forced into the cheaper Medicaid-type health coverage, it will lower the reimbursement doctors receive for the care, so if they get reimbursed at all. So this would support the prediction that Obamacare will collapse, as no one, including doctors, can work for free. So let's look at the market analysis report. It says that with less money to pay experienced American physicians, the demand to use more physician assistants, nurses, and foreign-trained physicians will increase. Okay. Another quote from Dr. Richard Armstrong, he says, a lot of younger people who might go into medical school are saying, why should I incur $300,000 in debt when I'm not even sure I can make a living? Well, there's a question, isn't it? It is a question. Well, let's talk about fee for service care. What do you think? It's kind of an old-fashioned way to go, but hey, let's revisit that. Now, other medical professionals are banding together, and they're opening what are called boutique practices. They're going off the insurance grid. This type of medical practice is where the self-insured can go, and for a reasonable fee, get emergency or traditional care. Now, by avoiding the third-party payer system, physicians can work directly with their patients on a pay-as-you-go for things like surgery fees. And one such facility is the Surgical Center of Oklahoma. They've been doing that from, like, you know, early 80s. They saw the writing on the wall. Yeah. So, you know, pay-as-you-go. I mean, you can negotiate the fee sometimes, you know, if you're paying cash and they don't have, you know, file a claim and wait to be paid. Hey, bird in the hand, you know, the cash right there. What do you say, doc? Take off $20? Well, Dr. Richard Armstrong says this. He says, I know of a doctor who's gone strictly cash. Her practice prices are posted, her service is better, and her patients love it. And, yeah. There's no surprise, right? There's no letter from a third party saying, you know, it just wasn't coded right. We just didn't like that ICD-9 code. So, you know, you're just going to have to pay it. Well, just remember this. Modern allopathic healthcare has its place. And this is with, you know, emergency trauma care. So the so-called prevention healthcare of modern medicine, well, it doesn't exist because any doctor is going to explain it this way. It doesn't pay to stay well. Do you get that? They have to have sick patients. That's how they get paid. So in 1949, President Truman took his turn at ushering in socialized health care, and the American Medical Association wasn't going to have it. You know? What happened to the American Medical Association this time? I don't know. Well, in 49, the AMA, they printed up all these posters. They used the 1891 painting called The Doctor that was painted by Sir Luke Fidess. And they plastered thousands of these posters everywhere with a caption that said, keep politics out of this picture. And the picture is about this very concerned, compassionate physician in a poor man's hut, leaning over the bed of a sick child. And, you know, it's dark, you know, around the room, but it's late at night. He's burning the candle. So he's sitting there through sick and sin, thick and thin, whatever, with the kid. He's not going to leave the kid's side. Dedication. So that's what this picture was showing people was, you know, keep politics out of this picture or your relationship with your doctor is going to change. So the AMA was successful at selling that sacred bond in 1949, you know, but that bond between the patient and the doctor, and they thwarted the socialized health care. Yeah. People just, you know, said no. They stood up. They had backbone. They said no. Now, today, unfortunately, the bond between doctor and patient is changing, and the patients are merely a commodity. There's exceptions, but I'm just saying, it's like, you know, a conveyor belt of patients in and out. So what about a different kind of care? Is there hope on the horizon? Well, a different kind of care, yeah. Now, the healthcare situation, although it's changing fast, we must be prepared, and we have to be more proactive in our own care, okay? So if Obamacare is not for you, then you have a few affordable options which are considered acceptable by the current Affordable Care Act. Mm-hmm. You can obtain catastrophic health care, and you will also need to do your homework on that. But one option that I've been investigating is where you pay a small premium every month for an emergency-type medical care for emergency bills, and they're covered, okay? But the small stuff, you know, like your earaches, your allergies, your head colds and flu bugs and things, if you need, you know, to be treated, that's your responsibility. You're covering that out of pocket. But if you think about it, if you added up all the premiums when your healthcare was affordable, let's say you were paying $300 a month for, you know, a PPO type of plan, so you're sending like over $3,000 to the insurance company every year, and maybe you used it two or three times, and out of that two or three times, if you had to pay that doctor's office and those prescription costs out of pocket, you may have spent $350. So look at it this way. You're still ahead of the game if you just get the catastrophic because, you know, you're saving that $3,000, basically. There is a couple of places that you might want to check. I'm looking into this one. It's called Christian Ministries. Let's see. It's the 3Ws.chministries.org. Or you could just type in Christian Healthcare Ministries and it'll come up on your search engine. But it's C as in Charles, H as in Harry, ministries.org, and you can check out their plans there, okay? Personally, the young and the old would benefit from a plan that they offer, I think. So, but you decide. You definitely want to decide that. Now, affordable care is, you know, when it comes down to the out-of-pocket stuff, the expenses that you're going to be paying anywhere, whichever way you go, you know, for the common ailments, like I said, colds, flu, allergies, low energy, whatever your complaint is, and you're going to your practitioner, your GP, you can do a whole lot with herbal supplements. Now, if more people use the immune system herbs, they would be building lifelong resistance to many of these pathogens, and they would have fewer and fewer need to see a doctor. So an unvaccinated three-year-old who has not used antibiotics has a stronger immune system than the average 25-year-old. That's scientifically proven, by the way. So if you would like to learn how you can, you know, restore or build a super immunity, you know, I'd call the experts in immune system boosting and that, and organ cleansing, and those are the folks at Apothecary Herbs. You can give a call toll-free at 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. You can ask them for their free product catalog. If you're outside the U.S., dial 704-885-0277. That's 704-885-0277. Or you can go visit their website, the3ws.thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. All right, now, there is an offer up there on the homepage now, but it's going to come down real soon. So if you're thinking about getting a free power herb kit, now is the opportunity to go look there on the homepage and qualify. So if you want to qualify for a free power herb kit, you can you go to the website and check it out on the homepage, or if you don't have that, you can call a toll-free number and ask for details. So if you were thinking about, you know, getting one of their immune system packages, like the startup medicine package or maybe the year supply, you can qualify for a free power herb kit and save big. Also, if you were interested in qualifying for the large bottle of the astragalus root, you can get that free. It's like a $67 value, and you can get that free. And if you order one of the organ cleanse packages they have, male or female. So the Power Herb Kit is a $190 value, And the astragalus root is worth about $67, and you can qualify to get those free when you order those items at thepowerherbs.com or over the phone. Now, what's going to be replacing that offer here this week, because I think that offer expires Friday, we have an option, okay? For those of you that are on tight budgets, we have come up with what I call my three amigos. Okay, now the product is up on the website, but we're going to be putting a big banner on the homepage so you'll know how to get there really quick. But it's under the cold and flu area, and you want to look for My Three Amigos. And what this is three powerful immune system formulas that you could use. I'm trying to educate my people to layer different herbal formulas because some herbs have synergistic effects and they can build upon one another and they can maximize the strength and benefit that you get. So these are three powerful formulas you can layer for the cold and flu season and get over whatever it is you got really quickly, or if you just start to feel like run down, like you're feeling achy or you got the little sinus drip or sore. Take these three things, take these three formulas and nip it in the bud. Just nip it in the bud. So my three amigos, that's what I call them at my house. These are my formulas. I'm going to take my amigos. And so I thought, you know, hey, why not share that with you? That's what I do if I was you. And so my three amigos up on the website. You can type in my three amigos in the search box if you want to get there fast. But we'll get a banner up there by this weekend so you'll know where to go. And check that out. Also, if you want to learn more, be more proactive, because you're going to have to be eventually. Obama's making it so. Then you want to check out the Power Herbs ebook. It's 14 page. It's $14.99. It's 400 pages of herb secrets, health benefits you'll want to know about, and that's also available on the website at thepowerherbs.com. All right, so we've got a lot to talk about. Dr. Harlow's going to be with us here soon, but coming up Thursday, I know I'm going to be talking about blood clots, okay? So if you know anybody that's got a blood clot problem and they don't like being stuck on those bottles of prescriptions, what can they do? And I was just talking to a lady this week about arrhythmias, and she's on all these drugs and nothing helping. It's getting worse, she said. They changed her medication several times and she'll have a two-hour attack of heart fluttering. That's scary. You ever have, your heart kind of miss a beat and it takes your breath? You can't do anything until you settle down and get that rhythm back. Well, that's what happens when you got arrhythmia issues. And she has it for 2 hours in an episode. I'm like, well, you're disabled pretty much. You can't do anything until it passes. So there's things you can do, okay, to empower yourself. And this is why the good book, if you crack it open and read it once in a while, God tells you herbs are meat and they're here for the service of man. Learn how to use them because, my people perish for lack of knowledge. So if you've missed shows, you want to learn more, we do have the archive. So you can check that out either on American Voice Radio or at thepowerherbs.com and get educated. That's what I would do if I was you. All right, well, we're just coming up to our little break here. And don't forget, I'm going to be talking about blood clots. I know I am on Thursday. We'll be right back with Dr. Rebecca Carley, so don't go anywhere.
Life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Job stress, financial financial obligations or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herb's Emotional Stress Formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. Are you concerned about prescription drug dependency to stay healthy? Are you worried that the cost and availability of your medications may put your health at risk? Perhaps it's time you consider a natural, safe, and effective way to deal with your health problems. If only you knew where to start. Start right here. Tune in to Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson every Tuesday and Thursday evening, 7 p.m. on AmericanVoiceRadio.com, where your healthcare options just became endless. Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free, 866-229-3663, or international callers, 704-875-8010. That's toll free, 866-229-3663, or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Here on Herb Talk Live, I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson, and this is the third Tuesday, so that means our wellness expert is with us. Dr. Rebecca Carley's in the house, and I encourage you all to check out her website, Reversing Vaccine-Induced Diseases, and we do have her banner link on our links page at thepowerherbs.com, so you can click on that and get over there. And do sign up for the American Survival Newsletter, because she writes great articles for that, and that goes out on Tuesday as well. Welcome to the show, Dr. Carley.
Hello, Wendy. How are you?
I'm hanging in there.
Still breathing.
With all the craziness. Yep.
Yeah, I know.
Well, do you have anything that you're burning to tell us, vaccine-wise, flu shot-wise, anything you want to start us off with?
Well, yes, I don't get a chance to talk about pets too often.
Okay.
I refer people to my website, reversingvaccineinducediseases.com. Click on the pet page. Read how they admit with the rabies package insert that it actually causes autoimmune disease. Read this outstanding article, Science of Vaccine Damage, with 19 scientific references from non-pharma-funded veterinarians, proving what I've been saying for 16 years, that vaccines cause all disease in internal medicine. Today I got a call from one of my clients in the UK who consulted me for herself, but she called me up today extremely upset. Turns out she has a 3-year-old cat, which, of course, received its vaccines because she didn't know any better at the time. And this cat all of a sudden became paralyzed. Initially, I thought it was a neurological demyelination system, as happens so many times with people with MS and cerebral palsy and other things from vaccines. But it turned out she spent a fortune going to the vet. They did ultrasound exams, echocardiograms of the cat. The cat had a huge blood clot. It's called the saddle thrombus, which actually went from one side, one of the femoral arteries to the other femoral arteries, totally occluding any blood flow to the back legs. And the feet were cold to the touch and all these other kinds of things. And then they did an echocardiogram as well to see what was going on, and this 3-year-old cat was in heart failure. So this is what they do, you know, basically create the problem, bring the cat in. She spent, you know, about $1,000 just on these different tests and such. But it just upset me so much. And I just wanted to mention the pets as well, because you're killing your pets with vaccines as well as your children and yourself. And, you know, basically every breathing mammal on the planet is now being vaccinated. So that was very disturbing.
Well, and I should let listeners know, you helped me out with a pet problem about a year ago, I think. I have a black lab, and he had a yeast condition, and it took a while for me to connect the dots, what was the cause of it, but you helped us get a lot of that yeast out of his system so he could recover. Thank you, Dr. Carley. Mm-hmm. And he's just a ball of joy and doing very well. And actually, I had a serviceman come over to look at my heating system, and he has two labs, a golden and a black lab, and he marveled at how beautiful Doc look, his coat, his demeanor, his eyes are bright, and his dogs were much younger and didn't look as good. And I said, well, get them off the dog food and don't take them to the vet.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, we also detoxed Doc's vaccines. He had that very severe problem with his fur around his face, where the poor guy had to wear that hood for so long. But
right.
The antibiotics are what caused the yeast problem. And yes, there's homeopathics to detox everything. But I feel so sorry for the pets. As a matter of fact, the people that own pets, you know, who are the most, you know, mind controlled to bring them to the vet, you know, for their checkups every 6 months, 1 year, whatever, those mm-hmm. are the sickest pets. And, you know, that's why I always tell people, if I was you, I would just basically, you know, get your pet out of the loop. When you get the rabies card, if you have to tell them you got a new vet, so they don't try to give you a hassle calling animal protection or whatever. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, that's it's just so disturbing to hear what's going on. So
yeah,
this is
I have a tip. If you're going to take your dog to the vet, maybe a trauma, for instance, right? You know, broken leg or whatever.
Right.
Use a P.O. box. Don't ever give them your physical address.
Excellent idea. Yes.
Yes. So, I mean, okay. And there's so many towns now that want to charge you for having a pet, just for the having a pet. You know, there's a pet tax now.
Right.
You know, so it's just crazy.
Right.
Well, that's good.
Let me just mention, though, because mm-hmm. what you brought up is very important. Yes, the only reason to bring anybody to an emergency room is for an emergency, trauma
right.
or whatever. But, you know, they try to sneak those vaccines in at that time as well. So what I would do is just say, look, this is not the time to be, you know, vaccinating the pet when he's got a broken leg or whatever. You know, I'll bring him back. And then, like you say, they got a P.O. box and, you know, you're free.
That's right, right. Yeah, because that would be another assault on the pet to give him a shot when he's trying to deal with a trauma.
Exactly.
Exactly. Well, what is your opinion? I know it's kind of a broad one to ask you about this Obamacare. I know you're telling people stay away from the white coats, but you know it's like you say, the mind control people. You know, fear the government. So you had some great suggestions in one of the newsletters recently. Why don't you tell the folks what options they have?
Well, I don't have that newsletter in front of me. Actually, the archives of my newsletters are posted on the lightofdayradioshow.com under Dr. Carly Archives. It was a couple weeks ago. What my plan is I'm just going to pay the tax, the fee, the extortion, whatever. Because, first of all, even just signing up for it, you have to give away all your identity information. Social Security number, email, physical address, all the rest of it. This is going to be a prime target for identity thieves. These navigators that they're hiring, what a great job for an identity thief, right? Sign
oh,
up
yeah.
to be a navigator and steal all your information. People are also... Once you even go on the website and fill out that form, then basically you're pretty much stuck.
Yep.
They have, you know, reminders. You know, once you get yourself into the system, they're not going to leave you alone till you sign up. So what I tell people is if you've got good insurance on your car, I mean, the only reason I would ever go to a hospital is if I had a car accident and they would probably have to bring me there in a coma. You know, that's probably the only reason I would go. But, you know, that's covered there. So what other reason are you going to go to the hospital? If you take care of yourself and, you know, eat good food, like you said, drink clean water, take natural therapies, herbs, homeopathy, other things like that, you're not going to have a problem. And so that's why I will never sign up for this, because they're going to force people to get vaccinations to keep your insurance. See, once you have the insurance, then you'll have to get the mammograms that cause breast cancer. They're going to tell you what you have to do. Not to mention the fact there's many people reporting on the internet of what the cost, you know, just like everything our corrupt government does, they name it the opposite of what it is. It's called
right.
the Affordable Care Act. It's going to dramatically raise health insurance costs for everyone. So
exactly. That's
know,
what a lot of people are seeing now. They're seeing, if they haven't made any changes, they're still sticking with their current carrier. They're seeing their current carrier slide a lot of out-of-pocket over to the deductible side.
Right.
So you know, you just think you're paying your $40 or $60 copay. Then you come to find out, well, part of that visit wasn't covered, or the prescription your doctor prescribed for you is not on the approved list, and so you have to pay for it all yourself. So, I mean, the deductible area, I understand, of the Affordable Care Act was wide open for insurance companies to abuse.
Right. I try to listen to C-SPAN's Washington Journal every morning just to hear what they're feeding the sheep, as well as different callers, like, are they waking up? And some of them are. Mm-hmm. But they've been covering this, you know, healthcare abomination for some time. And I heard one man call in. He said his insurance company, just like you said, he already had insurance. I don't remember the carrier. They raised his deductible to $20,000 a year.
Whoa.
Yeah. You know,
wow.
Plus his
cost
split
you know,
up. So it's insane.
Well, I know, but let's say you have a very modest premium of $3,000 a year, you may use it a couple of times, going to the doctor for whatever. And so, if you had paid for those visits out of pocket, let's say you were out $300, $400 for those two visits, you're still ahead of the premium payment, say, of $3,000. So you're better off, you know, concentrating on catastrophic at that point and being more proactive with, you know, herbs and other things and lifestyle to boost your immune system and help you stay healthier, I think.
Right. Well, and why are you going to the doctor in the first place? You know,
right.
I've reported in the newsletter even the dangers of diagnostic tests. You go in there, they convince you to get a colonoscopy. Next thing you know, you've got hepatitis B because they didn't clean the scope properly. A big one also is stress tests. This is one of the most insane tests you could possibly imagine. When you think about it, they're going to tell you, okay, get on that treadmill. We're going to exercise you up to a heart rate which you would never encounter in everyday life. And, you know, I worked in the hospital, so I know how it works. They always have a room in the operating suite available for these people because oftentimes they end up with heart attacks. And then the next thing you know, you're going off to, you know, get a coronary angiogram. And, you know, then the next step, of course, is the coronary artery bypass graft. So these tests are designed to cause people a problem. And, you know, basically your body has the ability to heal itself, let it heal itself. You know, don't go there to have your blood pressure taken because, first of all, you can go to a health food store or even pharmacies have the cuffs where you can check your own blood pressure. If you go to the white coat, they're going to tell you, oh, you're pre-hypertensive or you're pre-diabetic. And then they're going to start the drugs. And I always tell people, because, of course, I don't give medical advice, but I always say before you stick any of their pills in your mouth, make sure you go online, any search engine, type in the name of the drug, hyphen side effects, and read what they admit to. For example, every high blood pressure drug causes mental and psychiatric side effects on top of all the rest.
Right. Well, I mean, as any doctor would tell you, honestly, it doesn't pay to stay well, does it?
Right.
Yeah. I mean, they have to make a living, so that's what that's
right.
about. Well, Dr. Carley, you get a lot of calls from all over the world. Is the United States, would you say, the biggest hot spot for vaccine-induced diseases, or is it just a global thing? Do you see more occurrences in other areas more so than the U.S.?
No, the U.S. is definitely the worst because the U.S. population is the most brainwashed, and they're actually voluntarily taking their children to get vaccinated and things of that nature. In third world countries, that's where they're doing a lot of the experimentation. Like with India, 45,000 children came down with paralytic polio after Bill Gates sent them the polio vaccine. You know, being the philanthropist that he is. So I'm seeing more experimentation in third world countries and, you know, which often leads to death because these people are very, you know, they're eating dirt. I mean, you know, they're dirt poor. So, you know, but the damage here, it's just mind-boggling how many cases I hear of. I had talked in the newsletter about a month ago, the worst case of vaccine damage I've ever encountered. A young man who had seizures, autism, he went blind. And I have a book from NATO, Life Sciences Publishing Company, which actually talks about the aluminum in the vaccines being responsible for that. They know that. He was also going into renal failure, and he had started having cardiac arrest. His mother actually had to resuscitate him 3 times at home. So that's how bad it can get, you know, oftentimes multiple problems. And I just wanted to quickly mention an amazing website that I recently learned about. It's called vaccinenewsdaily.com, vaccinenewsdaily.com. Go to that website, folks. Sign up for the blast that they send out every day, and you will learn of the insanity of what they're doing. For example, genetically engineering malaria parasites so that they can inject them into mosquitoes, which will inject them into you. You know, go ahead.
Why would they want to do that? What kind of what does this parasite do?
Well, they're doing it, calling it a vaccination. But it's very telling because in this one particular article that was posted on December 17th, 2013, no, I'm sorry, September 17th, 2013, they actually say they had six volunteers which allowed themselves to be injected with this genetically altered malaria parasite. And then they say five of the six volunteers showed no infection with the parasite. So what they're not saying is that one volunteer got infected with the parasite, meaning
right.
the volunteer got malaria. One in six, that's pretty high numbers.
Right.
So, you know, the way that they write the articles, they try to put a positive spin on it. But that's just one example. They're doing so much genetic alteration of bugs and then claiming that this is going to be a great vaccine for the public. It's just amazing.
Well, you are writing a book. Do you have an update for us on that?
Oh, I hate when you ask me that. My problem is I actually have most of it done, but it's over 1,000 pages, so my problem at this point is I have to find a way to edit it or maybe
right.
break it up into different volumes. That's how much proof I have of the intentionality of the vaccine damage, as well as the mountain of evidence of all the diseases that, you know, it's been shown in scientific literature, most of that literature being outside the United States. You know, it's very rare for them to admit anything here. But it's just amazing that I've been proven right that vaccine-induced disease is the biggest epidemic the world has ever known.
Well, it's sad but true. I mean, when I was growing up, I think it was six vaccines to get into public school. Now, what is it, close to 30?
No, actually, if you get all the vaccines they want you to get by age 5, you're going to have at least 45.
45?
Yeah, and there's always some extras they can throw in there, you know, the rotavirus. I mean, depending on how much the people, the parents believe in vaccines, you know, they're
right.
constantly coming up with new ones. So they can say, oh, we got a new vaccine. Would you like to inject it into your child? And, you know, it's the same as the people that think they're doing the right thing by their pets when they take them to the veterinarian. They do anything they're told to do, and then, you know, basically you have all kinds of problems.
Wow. I didn't know it was quite that high. I thought it was closer to 30. Man. Poor kids. I mean, it's a wonder they have an immune system at all when they're done.
Most of them don't.
Right. Yeah. It's terrible. Well, you know, medicine looks at it as like we're unburdening your immune system. The vaccine's going to protect you. Well, it doesn't. It just destroys their immune system.
Well, it also inoculates you with disease. That's
right.
why whenever, what I always tell people, whenever they say they're going to vaccinate you against something, substitute the words they're going to inoculate you with something. Because
right.
in fact, you know, as another scare tactic, especially the CDC saying, oh, we have a pertussis outbreak here and we have a measles outbreak there. When you actually, you know, look into the article and read between the lines, it's often pretty much admitted that most of the children were vaccinated. Well, that's why they got measles or whatever, because they injected it into the children.
Right. And most children that are not malnourished don't usually have a problem with those childhood illnesses. You know, a lot of doctors have come out and said that.
Well, of course. I mean, I'm 59. When I was a kid, I didn't even know of anybody that got measles and then had a problem with it. You know, they're constantly saying how they're potentially fatal and all this stuff. I got all those problems. I got measles, chicken pox. I got all of it. My parents were too poor to take me to the doctor, so I lucked out on that one. But I got all those diseases, developed lifelong immunity, and, you know, that's the way things should be done. You know,
absolutely. Well, tell the folks about your radio show and if you have any upcoming topics or guests you'd like us to know about.
No, I actually resigned from my radio show this week. The fifth station I've taken my show off. due to censorship. I talk a lot of about a lot of politically incorrect things, and so I will not, you know, participate if I'm censored. So I'm continuing to do other radio shows such as yours, and maybe eventually I'll find a station that will let me tell the truth, no matter, you know, what that truth is. But I'm taking a break from now. But all my all my archives for many years are on the lightofdayradioshow.com, which is somebody else's site, but he posts my archives. If you click on Dr. Crowley Archives, you can listen to shows on just about every topic.
Well, Dr. Crowley, other than staying away from the white coat, can you give us one or two tips people can do for themselves for this coming flu season?
Well, as you know, what I use and what I teach my clients about is colloidal silver.
Mm-hmm.
There's never been any bug, no virus, no bacteria, no one-celled parasite that has ever been able to become, you know, resistant to colloidal silver. It kills everything that it's ever been tested on. It's very
safe.
There's
a lot of colloidal silver products out there, Dr. Crowley, you know, from, you know, 10 parts per million to all the way up to, I don't know, thousands parts per million. What's your opinion on that?
Well, what I would do if I was the listeners is get your own generator, because the FDA is trying to take it off the market. They've already labeled it a pesticide. On my reversing vaccine-induced diseases.com site under the link section, you can find the generator that I use, which if you get your own generator, you'll have it for life. You can use it, you know, make silver for pennies a day, and you can use it for everything. You can, you know, clean your cutting boards with it. I drink it. I put it, one of my dogs gets goobers under her eyes all the time, so I spray it in her eyes. You can put it in the ears, all kinds of stuff. But the main parts per million that I use is 10 parts per million to spray in the eyes or something like that, and 20 parts per million to drink. Once you get up into the high levels, 500, 1,000, you know, it will kill off your beneficial bacteria like antibiotic.
I see. So, will it destroy good digestive flora?
Yes. That's why I'm saying I wouldn't use those very high parts per million. You don't need it. You can use the lower parts per million, which will not affect the gut flora. But say that you had, you know, some really serious, you know, pneumonia, or and you felt like you had to use a higher part per million, you could just take probiotics, you know, at a different time than what you take the silver. But that's definitely one thing that I would do. Try to stay away from the vaccines, because one of the vaccines they're using, called Flumist, which they spray up people's nose, is a live flu virus. And when you think about the insanity of that, so those people are actually contagious as they're coughing and sneezing. They can spread it to everybody around them. So stay away from the vaccinees.
That's absolutely correct. Well, Dr. Crowley, we're just about out of time, but I want to thank you for joining us and joining with us and sharing some very empowering information. Of course, folks out there, if you want to read Dr. Crowley's articles, it's in the American Survival Newsletter, and you can sign up for free at the powerherbs.com website and get her articles and other folks that are writing for the publication every Tuesday. So join up and get empowered. Hey, thanks, Dr. Crowley, for joining us. We'll talk with you again next month.
Okay, thank you, Wendy. Keep up the good work.
You too. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Boy, I'm out of time, folks. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, so seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician if you dare before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.